USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Ted Budd delivers his victory speech after taking the GOP North Carolina Senate primary win Wednesday.
Well, you all have kept this primary fun and you've kept me grounded because when I get home, I get reminded that there are still dishes to do and trash to take out. So I'm eternally thankful that God has blessed me with such an amazing family.
President Biden on Wednesday triggered the Defense Production Act to address the baby formula shortage that has caused pain for millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children. Invoking the DPA will require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer. The immediate plan by the Biden administration is to once again import what the country must have in a time of need. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Chicago, Illinois, and its rampant crime problem has Mayor Lightfoot taking another approach.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moved the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says the new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
NASCAR racing is going big this weekend at Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth, Texas. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The CDC reported a Massachusetts man has a rare case of monkeypox. Monkeypox is typically limited to Africa, but a small number of confirmed or suspected cases has been reported this month in the United Kingdom, Portugal, and Spain. The man traveled to Canada at the end of April to meet friends and returned in early May. The statement said he used private transportation and he is in good condition at a Massachusetts hospital. A bill being written in Missouri would protect doctors that prescribe medications President Trump touted as useful against COVID-19. Some political opponents of Trump politicized the drugs that could have been used to save more lives.
A Missouri bill would protect doctors who prescribe the COVID-19 drugs ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The measure would also prevent pharmacists from questioning doctors who prescribe either of those drugs. The two drugs became controversial over the course of the pandemic as some doctors prescribed them to ill patients without approval from the Food and Drug Administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NASA's 45-year-old spacecraft Voyager 1, now on an interstellar mission, continues to talk with Earth and take commands. But some of the data it's sending back could no way be happening aboard the spacecraft. The issue has not put the craft in safe mode, and as the saying goes, if it works. Voyager 1 is currently 14.5 billion miles from Earth. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.